Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. We're having an amazing morning over here. I know it's a little rainy out. It's a little bit of a dreary day. I see that map. The rain's still coming for you. So be safe out there if you're driving around. And hey, if you aren't driving and you want to text, or if you are driving, you want to call 437-1620. Every couple of weeks, we like to give you an update and what's happening in Santa Rosa County. We love being able to meet with experts and specialists that can just share about missions and projects and things that are happening around the county and how we can continue to further improve our area. So I want to welcome Matt Lawler and Chris Verlinde. And so I want to go ahead and just share with people. So Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a Sea Grant Marine agent. And what does that even mean? That's amazing.
It means basically that I just do a lot of stuff. Coastal, I address coastal issues with science-based information from the University of Florida and other universities from throughout the country and globally also.
Okay. And when you are identifying different, is it different problems? Is it just anything happening in the water that could potentially cause harm to the environment and humans?
Absolutely, yes. And I work. We all have advisory committees that we work with, and they help identify some of the local issues too. And then you know what you hear from the community. Also, I work a lot, especially this past couple of years, on oyster restoration, living shorelines, and things like that. And then some resiliency, stormwater. And then, you know, my love, of course, is environmental education and getting kids and adults out in the field.
I love that. And I want to talk more about that, too. Hey, so Matt Lawler, good morning, Matt.
Morning.
You are a commercial horticulture agent. Explain a little bit more.
Okay. So I just get to work with farmers that grow anything but pretty much cotton and peanuts around here. So any horticultural crops. So it could be watermelons or tomatoes or peppers. And then I also work with some landscapers that might have issues on, you know, any residential landscapes or commercial landscapes with shrubs or trees, and they might have a fungus in a tree, or they might have some weird insect, and we help identify them and just help them solve the problems.
Okay, so wait a second. Let's back that train up. So
sure.
A weird fungus. Yeah, I mean, we live in such a humid area, so I can only imagine what's growing, and I don't sometimes want to know, right? You're like, please, just don't touch my skin. But you said invasive insects, and is that on people's crops, or is that can be on people's trees? Sometimes I hear about like those little worm-looking things, and they're all over the trees and they just won't go away. Is that one of them?
Oh, we have all sorts of different caterpillars.
Okay. Is it a caterpillar? I said it was a worm.
No, we call them worms sometimes. I mean, the army worm is a type of caterpillar that you might see in your grass, in your lawn.
Yeah.
And then there's all sorts of different, you know, specific caterpillars to oak trees and azaleas and anything imaginable.
So you help people. So if that's invading their space and disrupting whether it's crops or, you know, their business property they're trying to maintain and keep up, do you have like a natural way to like treat them? Do you bring all of that science into not just getting rid of the problem but treating it?
Sure, it just depends on and what the client's needs are. Sometimes they don't need to treat things at all. There's one that's not really a fungus. It's not really a plant. It's a lichen. That's what we see on a lot of different trees. And people really worry about those, and they don't need to do anything but make their tree healthy with good nutrition and soil. And then when it comes to different insect and disease pests, you know, if somebody wants a natural remedy, we might not be able to recommend every natural product, but we do test a lot of products through the University of Florida.
Okay. And a question is, do you guys offer soil testing through your department?
Yeah, so we have soil tests that we can do at the office where we just can test for pH, so people can bring in soil. We prefer it to come in dry, so they can dry it in a windowsill or on you know, in their bed of their truck or something like that, wherever they want to dry it. But we need about a cup, and we can test it for pH. If they want a little more analysis, maybe some nutrient information on potassium and phosphorus and calcium and magnesium, some other nutrients, then we can mail it off to the University of Florida. They just need to pay the fee, which is $10, and then whatever it costs to ship it off.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. All right. So this, but the service locally, you said, is that free?
Yeah, we do offer pH testing for free.
Okay, excellent. I know that sometimes people, they're trying to grow those luscious lawns, but we have a very hot sun, and, you know, water is probably a good start, usually. But, you know, just getting that, hey, is this, the, am I not putting in the right grass and the right, all that kind of stuff, or what else is playing a part, you know, on it, it could be a numerous amount of things. So, bouncing back to you, Chris, like with talking about marine life, being a marine specialist, having, you know, testing water, all those kind of things for like swimming areas. Do you guys do things like that to keep people safe in the areas that they swim in?
That's pretty much like as far as the bacterial testing is, the health department. We do test for like dissolved oxygen, which, you know, fish need, and different things like the amount of salt that's in the water, salinity, and pH and things like that. We have a Santa Rosa County Water Watch that we actually do water quality testing on a monthly basis. We have about 4 volunteers that do it.
Oh, wow. Excellent. We want to keep all of the fishies safe.
Absolutely.
We definitely want that. We want healthy fish when we're going to go fishing and eat them.
Yes.
Right? And you mentioned before about like your heart being for education and raising up future, you know, marine specialists. And I do see a generation from where I stand that is being raised up to be a little bit more conscious about not just the environment in general, and I'm air quoting that, like, you know, recycling, which is very important, please do that, but also, you know, when you go to the beach, are there different things like you should keep an eye out for if there's something off with that beach area that could be potentially harmful to the rest of the beach area? You know, do you guys have classes or camps or anything that you offer for the younger generation?
Well, we do. We have a huge 4-H program, and I work with them, and that's a lot of the youth work. We have a 4-H camp at Camp Timpucci, which is located in Niceville, Florida, which is an awesome place. It's on the north shore of Choctahatchee Bay, and it's usually overnight camps. This year, it's only going to be day camps, unfortunately, but last year they had no camps, and so we're really happy with day camps.
Yeah.
And they have different themes for each week. And the week of July 6th through 10th, I think are the dates, is that they're having Shark Week. And that's going to be like a marine biology type camp. And it should be pretty fun. We're all the marine science people in the district are going over on, I think, March 7th or 8th. And we're going to talk about sharks and all kinds of different marine life and things like that.
So when these kids go to these camps, what do they learn about? Is it basics? Do they do in-depth? Do they get hands-on?
Hands-on, absolutely. And they're outside a lot. And they do a lot of different activities. They have different themes. Sometimes it's STEM themes. They do, and I haven't looked at the schedule this year, but they do all kinds of different things. But the, you know, they make it super fun. They do all traditional camp. You know, they have camp songs, and they ring, you know, the dinner bell and stuff. It's a traditional camp. It's really, really fun and really well run, and it's in a beautiful location.
Oh, that sounds so, I already can think of a ton of kids who would look forward to something like that. That's Yay. Awesome. We're going to get a little bit more information about that, chat a little bit more with Matt and Chris. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Feel free to pop in on the conversation. I see you guys saying good morning. Good morning to you. 437-1620. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car, Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emeco's Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your educational journey today and join the 95% of all PSC students who graduate debt-free. At Pensacola State College, students earn a workforce degree at half the cost of a university. Choose from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works for you. Plus, your general education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. Register today for summer and fall. Go here, get there. PensacolaState.edu.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Almost 16,000 people follow us on Facebook for breaking news, weather, and traffic. Know more wherever you are because you like Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Know more when you listen to the best variety of weekend talk, like At Home with Gary Sullivan and The Weekend with Joe Pags. Check the program guide at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. Hey, if you're just popping in, it's about 9:49. If you want to chime into the conversation, 437-1620. I see a few more of you popping in saying good morning on this rainy day. And we are chatting. This is pretty cool. I just saw. So Matt Lawler, you're a commercial horticulture agent. And I want to talk a little bit, if you could share some more, about the 2021 Santa Rosa County Farm Tour. What's that all about?
Okay, so this will be our 55th consecutive year doing the Santa Rosa County Farm Tour. It's the longest running farm tour in the state. And this year, we're going to do it a little bit hybrid. Last year, we went completely virtual and posted some videos of some farms riding in tractors and harvesting some stuff. And then some tree planting demos and a lot of different things. We put it on our Facebook. So we're going to do the same this year. But we are going to open it up to the public. We're still going to do tickets, but it'll be, you know, a limited number for people to come out and watch some harvesting demonstrations with some, hopefully, peanuts and cotton. So we'll just see as long as everything lines up all right.
That's awesome. So where do they go to get tickets, find out more information?
So that won't be all the way until September.
Oh, okay.
For those harvest demos. So we'll get that information out on our Facebook and our other social media pages.
Something to look forward to in 2021. It's flying by.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's already May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you. So we are looking forward to the future always of it being good for the most part. So the next thing I want to ask you about, and this is something we've talked about a lot before, because we have a lot of people who love gardening. They love growing. They love being able to have a sustainable garden where they can eat from it, whether it's peppers or kale. So Gardening in the Panhandle, your newsletter, and you also go live. When are we having that happen in the month of May?
Okay, so next week, May 13th at noon our time, we'll have Gardening in the Panhandle live, and it'll focus on gardening herbs. So any herbs that you can think of. And the way we do it, it's just a question and answer series. People register for the Zoom video conference, however you want to call it. And they register in advance, and they're able to ask a question in advance. And then we take all those questions and we organize them so it fits in our little question and answer segment. And for an hour, we answer those people's questions.
Oh, excellent.
And then we also take live questions as we're running the show, either on Zoom or some people also watch on Facebook Live. So we post it on both of those sites.
Okay. And how much is that to do that?
Oh, it's a free thing. It's usually monthly. And we just focus on a different topic each month.
We love hearing free. That's why I got you to say it again.
Sure.
People love free, especially when they're at home and they're learning from home a lot of times. You know, just we're engaging in the whole Facebook and Zoom world. And it's still, you know, it's still happening for the safety of others. But where do they go to get more information or to sign up and register?
Okay, so they can either go to the Gardening in the Panhandle Facebook page. And we post the sign-up information there, and then also on our Santa Rosa County Extension Facebook page. So either route they want to go.
Okay, excellent. Well, we're looking forward to that. We know we have a lot of listeners who love their gardens. They love learning, so we want to continue to invite people to that over the next week, actually. Hey, Chris, popping back to you, I want to chat a little bit more about citizen science. Tell me a little bit about what that is. What does that even mean?
Well, basically, my colleague and I in Escambia County, we've got a lot of different projects that are looking for things that we either haven't seen in a long time, things like horseshoe crabs. We're also monitoring seagrasses for the health of the seagrass beds, and then how they're growing and how they're doing. And then also we have an annual scallop search that we'll do probably at the end of July of this year, where we send people out and they look for scallops, which we don't have a sustainable population here in this area, but each year we do find we find shells. And so we figure that people are harvesting when they find them, even though they shouldn't be. But last year we did find one live one in Santa Rosa Sound, and we'll be using that data in order to possibly begin a scallop sitter program over here, where people will be provided scallop babies, basically, and they can put them underneath their docks, and then they let them grow. But that won't be until we can establish that there is a bigger population here.
Sure.
We're doing it for basically FWC data.
I love scallops, so that'd be nice. Now you're making me feel bad because you call them baby scallops.
Well, the other word is spat, and then you'd be going, what?
Oh, I don't know which is worse. Now you're just you're throwing
but they grow,
me
but
off.
They grow in, they have a short, you know, life cycle. Yeah. So they grow like 1 year, and then you can harvest them.
Okay, did you say that hermit was it?
Horseshoe crabs
are not usually popular here?
They used to be, we used to have a lot of them, and we really haven't found any, breeding pairs. Mm. And just recently, this week, on Gulfland's National Seashore, one of the volunteers actually found two horseshoe crabs mating.
Really?
Yeah, and so it's pretty exciting.
So babies are coming back. More horseshoe
Maybe.
Crabs.
We found a lot of evidence, molts and things like that from them, but and dead ones, but not really like this. And so it was pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, we're hopeful. We love our beaches. Yes. We love knowing that our baby horseshoe crabs and the spat, the baby scallops are going to grow the right way. So hey, we're going to take another quick break. But hey, if you have a question before Chris and Matt Lee, 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Amber Southard. Join us today at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every girl wants a ring from Beret because we have the best selection, the best quality. We have something here for everyone at every price point.
We really take a lot of pride in what we have in our store. Our bridal is like nobody else's on the Gulf Coast, I can promise you that. We have an amazing collection of engagement rings, and we have a staff that is so excited to help people celebrate that special engagement. We can't wait to see you at Beret Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Junior Achievement of Northwest Florida sponsors its annual Mardi Gras Bowl this coming Friday and Saturday at Cordova Lanes. Contact Junior Achievement for more information. The Greater Pensacola Chamber sponsors its annual Clays for Commerce next Friday, May 14th at the Santa Rosa Shooting Center. Sign up at PensacolaChamber.com/events. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We're back here. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Chris Verlinde and Matt Lawler. They're from the University of Florida, and they have brought so much education and knowledge, not just in this short period of time, but they want to continue to invite you and be a part of furthering education, maybe inviting your kids to an upcoming camp. And so I want to ask you, Matt, if people, need to reach out to you, get your services, whether to have their soil tested or to help out with different things going on their farms and on their land, how do they contact you?
Sure. So they can either go to our Facebook page. So it's the University of Florida IFAS Santa Rosa County Extension Facebook. Just go to our comment section or anywhere and question us there. If they want to check us out or just come by our office, we're at 6263 Dogwood Drive in Milton, and we're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.